Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Despite warnings from health experts, the Texas Rangers had a full crowd of more than 38,000 people for their home opener. Yeah, when they walked in, all the fans got a Dr. Fauci bobblehead that only shook its head no.
National Beer Day is celebrated April 7th.
A little early for beer, isn't it?
Beer is for breakfast.
Let's crack this baby open!
Well, today is National Beer Day.
Is it beer?
Beer it is.
My beer! My beer! My beautiful bear!
I'll have beer.
Beer?
Beer's good.
It's National Beer Day today.
Have another beer.
Beer me.
Did you know that today is National Beer Day?
Yep.
Wow. Way to end that.
Yep.
Sorry about that. That's an interesting alarm clock for you, for sure. It is the Wake Up Good Morning. I'm Jen Myers. Julie Tristan.
Hello.
Present.
Present.
Kevin.
Hello.
Kevin Berghoff. Mm-hmm. Lance Hildebrand.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Is that your beer? Is that your beer voice?
You know what? I'm out of beer. I currently don't have any beer in the house. I haven't had any for days.
Oh, really? We have a citywide in the beer fridge.
Oh, yummy. Is there a beer fridge here at 198? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
No, I wish, right? Oh, although I do have a mini fridge, so we could make it a beer fridge if you want.
All right.
I don't care. As long as the boss isn't listening.
Right.
It's empty, and I think it's still plugged. It's unplugged because at one point I came back in the office and I'm like, man, I'm wasting energy on this empty beer, on this empty fridge. Yeah, it's not a beer fridge. It's a wake up. Good morning. Yeah, our fridge. When we moved into our house, we brought our refrigerator and we were going to put it in the kitchen and we never did. And so it stayed out in the garage and it just became the beer fridge.
I like that idea. You must have a lot of beer you're trying to keep over there, you wild people.
No. It's like beer, ice cream, and frozen pizza. I'm like, do I live with a college student? No, it's just my husband.
That's like in every fraternity house in their fridge.
That sounds good.
I know, right? It is the place now when the kids don't like what we are serving up for dinner, like they ask what's in the garage and they go and check.
That's so cute.
That's fine. Like, I'm fine with the fend for yourself meals.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like it, make it yourself.
It's nice when they get older.
Right. I know. Last night we had sheet pan nachos.
Oh,
they were so good. I know, probably a couple days too early because we're going to have nachos again tomorrow for opening day. But getting you excited for the Cardinales. We have tickets to the game on the 13th with the Nationals. We're doing it all week long with
the Puffy Vest.
Puffy Vest night. So if you're one of the first 10,000 people there, you get a Puffy Vest courtesy of Bayer. We will have those for you. Ooh, let's do it early this morning.
Sounds great. Yeah.
6:45-ish.
Fantastic.
If you want to see the puffy vest, I think Jen is still modeling it on the Wake Up's Instagram story.
Oh, yeah. It was a little too puffy for me.
Oh, yeah, you're still on there, so you can still look at it.
It wasn't puffy enough for me.
We gave it to Kevin. I'm like, take this home.
Yeah, fat man in a little vest.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Kev.
XL. No.
No. It's lying.
It's athletic cut is what they like to call it, right?
Oh, no. Good.
No.
Well, that and a lot more on the show, and Lance Hildebrand up next with traffic on Y98. It's a wake up on Y98, 6:22. Hope you exercised your right to vote yesterday.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Got a free pen.
Nice. You know, afterwards I gave the stylus back, and I kind of regret it because it was a pretty sweet pen/stylus.
Right? I feel like you can keep those, can't you?
Yeah, you could. I was like, oh, do we put these here? And I was already putting it in, like it was almost in the cup. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, yeah, you don't want it? And I was like, No. I put it away, and then once I walked back, I was like, I want to go back and grab it.
I do want it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I know. Yeah. It was so great.
They were like, we don't have any stickers, so take your pen.
Yeah, and I kept mine.
All right, cool.
Oh, I should have kept mine. Glad everyone voted. My neighbor, Mike Wilcox, the mayor of Glendale again. So that's
your neighbor?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's like literally three doors down.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, yeah, have any problems, I just
knock on the neighbor.
Hi, Mike. No, I don't have any problems. I don't have any problems at all, but we do have somebody in the neighborhood who, like, the day Mike became mayor, he, like, walked down to his house complaining about all the kids.
Oh, no. Can you do something about these children in the neighborhood?
Yeah, right.
Did you have a lot of uncontested... Because we did on mine. I know Grafton's a very small town.
We had a few. So we had a few people running unopposed.
Yeah,
like alderman, mayor. We had three people running for school board.
Right, and that was like ours too. And I was like, vote for four, but there's only two on the list.
So yeah, it was just a very nice day. Nice day to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Although can I say this? When I was in there, I'm filling out my ballot, and I hear two of the election officials talking to one another, and there's this younger woman, who's like maybe, I know she's younger than I am. And she's talking to another guy, and he was complaining about not having grandkids. And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, sometimes the people have them a little bit later. She said, I had my first child at 32. And he said, don't you think that's pushing it a little bit? Oh, my God. I almost got up.
Wait, some man said that?
I sat straight up and looked over like, I didn't even know what to say. Funny. My eyes were just on fire. I was like, isn't it time for you to zip your lip?
Right, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to say something, but I didn't. New Jen,
good for you. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I've shown some restraint.
Yes.
Yelling at election officials who are volunteering, probably not best practice.
No, you did good.
But I thought about it. Found you when your heart was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. Attraction, attention, baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no fighting. The one song Kelly Clarkson will not cover. It's in Entertainment Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April for just a penny. So Kelly Clarkson was on The Voice earlier this week. And here, I'll let her tell you what song she's afraid to try.
You have the one song in history I'm afraid to cover. This was so dope.
Come on, you have to cover it now.
No. I have practiced so hard because I love singing in Spanish as well, or just different languages.
It is a lot of lyrics.
It is.
It's
like
for
the biggest
me.
Song of all time. Yeah. You're kind of like, you know what? I'm gonna leave that alone.
I don't know if you could hear her say it, but she was talking to Luis Fonsi, and it's Despacito. Oh.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo.
And I believe Justin Bieber did not speak Spanish, but still recorded that. He rocked it.
Yeah,
that sounded really good. Oh, man. Yeah, so that's the one. It's not, you know, on The Voice and American Idol, when somebody sings... Especially on American Idol, when somebody tries to tackle Celine Dion or Whitney Houston, they're like, oh no.
Right.
She's not afraid of those. Yeah. She's Kelly Clarkson, but she does not want to touch Despacito. And I do not want this even being tackled, but it's happening. Peeps is trolling me because there is a Peeps movie in development.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be pretty great because they say it's a cross between the Smurfs and Trolls.
Oh.
A ragtag group of Peeps characters who set out on a cross-country journey to attend Peep Fest, an annual celebration in Pennsylvania.
Oh,
makes me hungry. It's like Woodstock, but for marshmallows.
It's cute.
Yeah, it'll probably be super cute. So... Oh,
you'll be talking to Pete Bob Peeps even longer.
I exhaled on Monday. I was like, oh man, no more Peeps news for another at least 340 something days. Nope. They're coming at me. Right. And well, I guess you don't have to set your DVR because it's just on. But there's this really cool thing that drops today on Netflix. It's a Music Cares tribute to Dolly Parton.
Really?
Yes. I love Dolly. Who doesn't love Dolly?
Yeah.
I know. If you do, I'm like, I beg your pardon.
Good
t-shirt like that the other day. I'm so tempted to buy it.
Good.
And Masked Singer on Fox tonight and the series premiere of a show called Home Economics on ABC and series premiere of Kung Fu on the CW. It reimagines the 1972 series.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:30, more online at y98.com.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming a bigger thing.
Cardinals home opener tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Wake Up. At first, I was thinking, what was I doing a year ago today? And I'm like, wait a minute. What was I doing 2 years ago on home opener? Not today, but anyway. The home opener, the smell of hot dogs and nachos.
So excited.
At the stadium.
So excited. Yeah, so I'm going to have to set a reminder right now on my phone, wear red.
Oh,
because at like 4 in the morning, I'm delirious and I can't I can't remember that kind of stuff.
Set an alarm, wear red tomorrow.
Yes. Oh my gosh, we're so excited and we want everyone to celebrate. So you can share your pictures of what you're doing or what you're wearing and use our hashtag, it's my home opener, right?
Yeah, so it's something fun that we're kind of doing because we want to see if you're grilling, maybe you're at work or at a bar. It's all sponsored by Fox 2, KPR 11, Jim Beam, The Lottery, Ashley Home Store, and Bomberito Automotive Group.
And hashtag, of course, Y98.
And of course, Y98.
Yes.
Hashtag my home opener.
And I want to see people's pictures from within the stadium because I've seen other stadiums and all these pods that they're doing, but I want to see what it looks like inside Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was kind of looking around the Cardinals website, looking at some tickets for the next week or so. And
you found some.
I did.
Surprisingly. I thought they were like all sold out by now. But apparently
there's
available tickets.
They're not. I think everyone got scared away like, oh, one-third capacity. I'm never going to find tickets. And you can. And they're in four-person pods. And yeah, scoop them up while you can. There's there's a day game next Wednesday. I shouldn't be telling you this because I haven't purchased my tickets yet, but I'm going to. Or maybe I tell you what section I'm in and we can all just hang out. I don't care. But yeah, my hashtag my home opener for tomorrow. And for right now,
Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Just getting word of an issue.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
We're just talking about what you're going to do on opening day tomorrow. Hashtag my home opener. And if you go to Treats Unleashed and get these majorly cute opening day dog treats, you need to hashtag my home opener on that because I want to see them. So to celebrate Treats Unleashed, they always have something fun to celebrate anything that's happening, no matter what holiday it is, whatever we're celebrating in the STL. They always have a treat because guess what? Your pets, they want to celebrate. Two, they are personalizing these jumbo jersey treats just for your dogs. It's like this 5-inch treat. It's like a little cookie for your dog. It's handmade from scratch, all natural ingredients, all ingredients that are good for your pets and good for their bellies. It's personalized with this yogurt frosting and your favorite team's colors. Obviously, hopefully you pick.
Visit SignatureKB.com to schedule your free design consultation and put your signature on a new kitchen or bath today. That's SignatureKB.com. Contact them today for your free design consultation. You'll be so glad you did.
Oh, yeah. The St. Louis roller coaster continues, which is why you need Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling to come out and do a tune-up on your air conditioner. Because some days you need it. Some days you still need the heat on.
Yeah.
This weekend, I was like, ooh, turn off the heat. But while you're at it, you need to get the air scrubber. I have one. Julie just had one installed.
Yes.
And what were you, you were telling me about how your allergies only affect you now when you leave the house.
So I have six dogs and I'm allergic to dogs anyway, which is the crazy part. But Air Comfort came over. They installed my air scrubber like yesterday or the day before. And it is amazing how it like fixed my allergies in my house.
Yes.
My house, first of all, it smells so clean in there, which is so nice when you have six animals that don't smell clean. And I only have allergies right now when I leave my front door. Like I have this little cough I'm holding back all morning for you, but I wish we could get an air scrubber in the studio.
Yes.
It's so good.
It's amazing. Not only does it kill odors, dust, allergens, pet dander. I mean, all the stuff that's floating around everyone's air. VOCs, viruses, bacteria, surface contaminants. But through independent lab tests. Congratulations, Ashley Lukes from Washington Mo. She is going to see the Cardinals next Tuesday night, play the Nationals. Tickets still on sale. I'm telling you. I think I'm going to go grab some tickets for the day game on Wednesday.
That'll be fun.
I know. I don't know why there are still tickets available. I think people were like, one-third capacity, I'm not going to get in.
Yeah.
It's only for season ticket holders.
Right.
I'm telling you, I was spending way too much time looking yesterday. There are still tickets available. Let's talk about opening day tomorrow, okay? Because just this headline brings tears to my eyes. Tears of joy. Cardinals to welcome fans back at Busch Stadium for the first time in 544 days.
That is a crazy amount of time.
Gosh. We are going to talk about this years from now.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to tell our grandkids.
Oh, there was that one time we waited for 544.
Why am I Irish instead of old? 544 days for a baseball game at Busch. Gates open at 1 o'clock for this 3:15 game. And, of course, you know a lot of people go for that magnet. You know,
yes.
That magnet shows that you were there on opening day.
Get that magnet. And then, of course, the Clydesdales, which are so cute. I'm glad they're going to be walking on the field. The pregame starts at 2:30.
Yes. So 2:30 for the Clydesdales. But I don't know how the gates are going to be. Normally, they say get there way early because you have to get through security. But if it's one-third capacity,
you probably just walk on in.
Still get there at once. So you can get your nachos and your beer and
find your parking.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
A tribute to Lou Brock and Bob Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
That's just after the Clydesdales. and then, you know, you're going to have the Hall of Famers, which is so awesome to see. a salute to Mike Shannon because it's his last season with KMOX broadcasting for the Cardinals. That gives me chills too.
They have such a good lineup for like so many tributes to people.
Yeah. And then of course the motorcade, and they're all riding, all the players are riding in Ford F-150 trucks around the warning track.
I guess we could introduce the Brewers after that for a minute.
Right. Yeah. Whatever.
We'll introduce you for a minute.
Yeah. And then, the national anthem. We always wonder, like, what big celebrity are they getting to do the national anthem? And this one does not disappoint. Dr. Schifaldi Wolf, an infectious disease specialist with SSM Health.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. I love when, like, they have other talents, you know?
Yes.
Like, I bet they're such a good singer.
Like, infectious disease on the front lines fighting COVID. Oh, and you can also belt out the national anthem.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, what better way to celebrate baseball back in St. Louis after 544 days? And then, the ceremonial first pitch. Former third baseman, Cards Hall of Famer, Scott Rolen. Scotty Too Hottie. To current Cardinals third baseman, Nolan Arenado.
Yeah!
You know, this is also the 10th anniversary of the Cards winning the 2011 World
Series. That's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep,
you're right.
2011 World Series.
Nice.
So,
and of course, fans can tune in on Cable X to listen.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be so great. You're going to want to listen to all the games on KMOX, which, by the way, you can now listen on FM as well. There are options for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember it off
98.7
the top of my head.
FM.
Yeah. There you go. 98.7 FM. Or if you have an HD2 radio, you can also do KZK, our sister station, 102.5. Their HD2 station is actually KMOX simulcast. So three different options for you to listen to Mike Shannon in his final season broadcasting the Cardinals. Oh, opening day. It's going to be so great back in St. Louis.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
No mentions. Yeah, these are my only intentions. That's all I plan to do.
So the toilet paper shortage is maybe back, but now we're facing a ketchup shortage. Have you heard about this?
What?
No.
So wake up on Y98.
Good thing I just bought a big old bottle.
Oh, good. Yes, that is good. Well, it's because one of the reasons is because we've been ordering all this takeout. So you order all this takeout and we've, like, those little ketchup packets have been more in demand.
Oh my gosh, that's
over
so
the
funny.
Last year. I know, but it's like, we can't, what are we going to do if we don't have ketchup?
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking of my son. Jackson, I'm here for you. I'm going to try to get you some ketchup today.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Nora has everything with ketchup. She is a really picky eater, but she will eat a sandwich. We had Hawaiian rolls over the weekend for barbecue. And she's like, can I make a salad sandwich? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's fine. Because the salad sandwich is Hawaiian roll, lettuce, and ketchup.
That's all is on there?
She doesn't like meat.
Oh, hey.
And
you go, girl.
Her husband, her brother. Yikes.
Wow.
Whoa. Nothing to investigate over in our house.
That's funny.
Her brother's like, that's disgusting. And I said, she's eating more vegetables than you are.
Well,
so, I mean, I don't know. Does it matter what vessel they come on? She's eating a salad sandwich.
I love it. You know what's good in those Hawaiian rolls? Pimento cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, that sounds good. Speaking of ketchup and Heinz, April Fool's joke, they said they teamed up with Ocean Spray for a new Cravy line. It's cranberry sauce mixed with gravy. And people thought it was April Fool's, but they say it's for real. And they put a Twitter poll up. Here's the thing. I think those two tastes go great together, but in this jar, it like looks gross. It's this weird pink color and it looks kind of nasty.
Yeah, you need to like mix those yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this pink is, yeah, I don't love it. I don't love it. But stock up on your ketchup today. Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic next on Y98. Getting packages from Amazon that I did not order. You're listening to The Wake Up with Julie and Jen and Kevin and Lance. This whole crazy thing that is happening to me, it started at some point during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I got a package in the mail yesterday, and this is my fifth package that I got from Amazon that I did not order.
In how long? In like how many...
It's been about a year. And okay. So I get a package and I'm like, oh, I order so many random things on Amazon and I'm like, can't remember what it is. So I just open it and then I'm like, I did not order any of this. So it's got someone's name on it, but it has my address. And what? I just live at my address with, you know, six dogs. So there's no one else that should be ordering stuff to my house.
Unless it's your dogs.
It is all. And it's my dogs are ordering from, what are they? How do they order, like, from
on the smart speaker?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I've had friends' kids who've done that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if my dogs are talking when I'm not there, that is awesome.
Yes.
So the name on the package is Annalar Aco. It is always to Annalar Aco. It is always to my address.
An unusual name, too.
Yes. And so the first package I ever got, it was a handheld bidet sprayer.
Weird.
You plug it up to your toilet. It's like a handheld bidet sprayer. I got a waxing kit. I got this clear iPhone case. I wish it would fit my iPhone size, but it didn't fit. I got this little pen. It looked like a little pen stylus you might use on an iPad. Oh, no. It is a smart visual ear cleaning rod.
What?
I have gotten a pencil and pencil sharpeners. I got a contour gauge, which is kind of like if you're putting tile around your toilet, you would put this gauge on to see the shape of it and then cut the tile. I don't know. I got a clear garment rack cover, some makeup primer, and then these other stickers that I think is for waxing again. I'm not sure why I got
this
two
person has
things.
Some, personal hygiene.
Yeah.
Interesting personal hygiene, bidet sprayer, yes! Waxing, and a stylus ear cleaner.
So I got another box yesterday.
Oh my gosh, can we unbox it?
Let's unbox.
Hold on. I'm going to video this.
Unboxing the box now. In all honesty, I did open it because I was like, oh, I thought it was for me.
Right.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready? Unboxing the box. Here we go. Okay. That's the perfect music. So this is a face bracket for a mask. It's like a little silicone thing you put under a mask. When you play the kazoo, Kevin, that's so good. This, like, you put under your mask and it, like, holds it away from your face, which could be good. Okay.
I'm scared that you put that on your face.
Yeah.
We don't know where this is coming from. These aren't your orders.
Okay. Here's something else in here. Oh, it's men's cycling shorts.
Oh, wow.
It's got, like, the whole butt pad and everything.
What size? I can use those.
Size large.
Oh, yeah.
Can you fit in these, Jen? You can wear them on the Peloton.
Yeah. Okay. I've ordered those from Amazon before. This is not my order, though.
Okay. And last but not least, oh my gosh, this is kind of awesome. I may have tried this on already. Gardening gloves. Okay, gardening gloves. But let me just show you this Beyoncé-inspired glove.
That we got. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They have nails.
You know how she had the nails on her Grammys mm-hmm. outfit? Well, this has, like, nails on this gardening glove, so you can, I guess, like,
you
get
can
in the
dig.
Dirt.
Yes.
I've tried to tell Amazon. I don't know who Annalar Aco is, but obviously
but thank
it
you
matter.
For all the gifts.
Yeah. I love my secret admirer. Send me the best stuff.
We'll put a picture of these on Instagram at The Wake Up Y98.
Okay, can you help us with Julie's mystery package? We put it up. We put it up on Instagram at the Wake Up 198. So, for the last year, she gets these mystery Amazon packages sent to her house, but addressed to someone else. Yesterday, she received men's bike shorts, silicone face brackets to keep your mask off your lips, and gardening gloves. One of them has claws on it.
It's so crazy. Cool. And I've emailed Amazon like, hey, I don't know who this Annalar Aco is, but they don't live here. I don't know why I keep getting these packages, but there's no way for me to send it back because I didn't order it. And I don't know what else I can do because I already told Amazon, hey, they don't live here.
Yeah, the only way you can send it back is to go onto your Amazon account, go to orders, and then say return this package, and you print out the return receipt.
Here's what I've heard. At some point, someone's like, I feel like this is part of some sort of Amazon scam where they send packages to someone so they can write a review about it.
I've heard about that.
Really?
I've heard about that because I'm big into reading reviews for things, and sometimes all of the reviews are within like a week.
Yeah.
And they're all 5-star reviews and they're maybe not in English, like, or like really broken English. I've heard that that's a thing.
Yeah. So someone reviewed that, the bidet sprayer, which was the funniest thing, you know, like a handheld bidet sprayer.
That's what we can do.
I've tried to Google that. Because I'm sure you can find it on Amazon, the handheld bidet sprayer, but I couldn't find it.
But we can take one of these products and see, based on the description.
Oh, there is like a number on it and stuff.
And we can see if
Annalar Aco.
Annalar Aco has written a review.
Right.
And then we'll know for sure whether it's a scam or not. We had a couple people text in and somebody said, Julie, maybe someone's trying to tell you something. Bike shorts, gardening gloves, and a face mask protector. Right. I don't know. And then someone said the silicone face cages are awesome. Makes a personal breathing space. I actually think those are a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I have some masks that sit flush across my face. And then when you breathe, it like sucks into your mouth.
Yeah.
And then they're wet. And it's gross. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are cool. But again, we're going to take a little deep dive here. I don't know if you can help Julie or if...
Right. Does anybody else get packages they didn't order? I feel like this happens to a lot of us. And by the way, you guys can all have one of these silicone masks.
Oh, thank you. How many are there?
Don't say I never gave you nothing. There's 5 of them.
Wow. Okay. One for our favorite friend outside of the morning show.
Don't be so quick to walk away.
Somebody's feeling Julie because they're sending their weird packages in the mail.
Right.
It's the Wake Up on Y98. Someone texted in to the Bomberito text line 314-531-9898 because Julie wanted to know, am I the only one that this is happening to? This person said, I work for the BBB, the Better Business Bureau, and trust me, it's a scam. So we've done a little digging, and it is, in fact, a scam where companies, I don't know if it's a company, it's got to be someone who's trying to sell this stuff, and they send it out to random people. You can't access it because it's not coming from your Amazon account, and then they log in and write a 5-star review that says, this is great, everyone should buy it. And in fact, it's maybe not great.
These gardening gloves with claws, I'm okay if Annalar wants to give these 5 stars because they look really good.
But only one glove has claws.
You're right.
You need claws on both of them,
That's
right?
That's a very good point. So 4 stars, maybe 3.5.
Yeah, right. I'm taking these bike shorts, Julie said I could have them because...
That's the nicest thing I've ever gotten in the mail. So
Are you sure you don't want to take up cycling?
I'm for sure, yes.
Okay, it comes with a pocket, which is great for nothing for me because I just sit on the Peloton. I mean, I guess an ID in case I get lost while I'm on my stationary bike. But today is my 1 year anniversary of having my Peloton bike delivered to my house.
Oh.
So I feel like this is the universe.
That's right.
Saying,
good job.
Congratulations for keeping this up for a year.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Someone texted in and said, not Amazon, but I got a complete set of living room furniture over the summer.
What?
Hello. Oh, wow.
Turns out the address was picked via a GPS pin drop by new homeowners who couldn't remember their new address.
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
And they didn't pick the correct home off Google Maps. It took me a day of phone calls, but it finally got to the right house. I feel like you get to keep a lamp or something for doing all that work because it could have just...
Well, looking up this scam stuff, it even says you don't need to return these items. Feel free to dispose of them or donate them.
I mean, all my stuff's at Goodwill, so if you need that bidet sprayer, that's where you can find it.
That's so nice that you're donating it to Goodwill. But Goodwill is also like, what?
No!
Are you explaining to them that none of this stuff is used?
The
bidet sprayer is in its original packaging.
I mean, I didn't open it and try it out.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories.
We are Team Elevate here on the Wake Up on Y98. Our friend Ella called in earlier this week. She is in the running for the St. Louis Student of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Their grand finale celebration is this Friday night where they will do a virtual gala, formal attire encouraged. Hey, I'm ready to dress up. I got to tell you that. But Ella's brother Leo unfortunately died of leukemia when he was just 3 years old. He was diagnosed in January of 2017 and died in August of that same year because there just aren't many options for kids when it comes to cancer treatments.
Mm-hmm.
4% of all money raised for cancer research goes to pediatric cancers.
4% is like so ridiculous low. I can't even believe that.
I know. So if Ella wins Student of the Year, she wants her, she gets to figure out where all the money goes. And she wants it to go to St. Louis Children's Hospital. That's where Leo received treatment. That money will then go to fund more clinical trials for pediatric cancers, which is a great thing. I mean, we're so lucky to be here in St. Louis. So we have all the information on our website, y98.com. It's also on Y98's Facebook page. If you would like to donate to Ella, it ends Friday night. So we're trying to get her to be the Student of the Year.
So the most donations is how she can win. Like she needs to have
the person who raises
donations.
The most money. I also got a notification because I signed up for alerts. There are auction items. And apparently some of the auction items went live yesterday.
Nice.
I just need to figure out which ones are Ella's so I can bid. Sometimes I bid on stuff I know I'm not going to be the high bidder on just so that I can drive it up. Is that bad? No, I think for this it's a good cause.
No, I think a lot of us do that.
So thanks in advance for donating. I have kept up a habit for 1 year. It's the Wake Up on Y98. This is my 1 year anniversary of starting a new workout routine. 767 workouts, 419 of them cycling.
Wait, 767 workouts in a year?
Yeah. So,
and there's 365 days in a year?
I'll break it down.
You better knock it off over there, buddy.
419 cycling, 226 meditation.
Oh, okay. That's good.
105 stretretching.
Ah.
I've been, this is a new habit too, stretching. I gotta tell you something. Stretching helps you a lot.
It does.
It does.
My husband yelled at me for years because I did not like to stretch before or after.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, it's a game changer. 3 yoga sessions and 14 strength.
And so, really, nice. Good for you. The more you are healthy, the better. I'm just being jealous over here. Okay?
Well, this with the cycling, the reason I have more than 365 is because sometimes you do a warm-up ride or you do, I definitely always do a cool-down ride, a 5-minute ride. So that's in addition to the stretching. It helps you not be sore. There's really been a handful of days when I have been sore after a workout and it's because I didn't stretch or I didn't do a cool down ride.
It's really nice because especially right now, I mean, we're still in a pandemic. And for me, what I started is walking. I started walking my dogs every day, all the time. Because I remember this time last year, I have anxiety. And it's when I went to go see my doctor for my yearly or whatever, I looked at like what my doctor wrote about me and it's like general anxiety disorder. And I'm like, oh my God, I have a disorder.
But and then there's like more anxiety.
Right, like, wait, she said I have a disorder. But anyway, so I have anxiety. And during a pandemic, it's like crazy out of insane. I was like, what can I do? I need to get this energy out of me. So walking is my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I still walk all the time now.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, when I bought this bike, I impulse bought it because I was like, oh my gosh, I had been really good about going to the gym and working out. I had started that like in December and I was making progress and feeling good and it helped me with stress and anxiety and all of that stuff. It's such a good outlet. And then when everything shut down, I was like, gosh, I don't know, having cancer, when I'm going to be able to get back to going to the gym, because exercise, they say for cancer patients to remain in remission and to like help the slow of your disease, exercise, they say above anything else. I was like, I have to keep working out. So I ordered this bike. I told my husband, am I crazy? And he's like, no, that's fine. And then a couple months later, he's like, okay, I can tell you this now because I like this bike. Like, I thought you were crazy. but we both use it, and we've used it for a whole year and haven't stopped. So I wanted to know, like, I've done that. You've had walking. Mm-hmm. What habit did you start at the beginning of the pandemic that you have kept up for a year? Like, it has become now a habit. At first, you're like, let's see if this sticks.
Yeah.
Text us, 314-531-9898.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
Oh, I love the spectrum of hobbies people have taken up during the pandemic. It's the wake up on Y98. So I celebrated 1 year of using my stationary bike, and I'm excited because I stuck with it.
That is a lot. That it's hard awesome. To stick with it with that kind of thing.
And I thought that Kevin was saying off the air, like, he's a person he realizes who has to go to a gym. And I thought I was that person. Like, if I signed up for a class, and especially like when you can't cancel, if you cancel within 24 hours, you get a penalty. I'm mm-hmm. like, ooh, yes, this makes me accountable, right? And I didn't know that I would stick with it at home, but I kind of love it at home. Like, if the kids say, we want to play outside, I look at my watch and I'm like, I can hop on the bike and do like a 15-minute workout.
Good for you.
Yeah, great just
for
knock
you.
It out.
An old boss gave me like his treadmill at one point, and mm-hmm. I used it to hang my laundry on. I never used it.
Mm-hmm. See, we have a treadmill in the basement from like, oh my God, I knock on something because it still works. We got it before we got married, like 17 years ago, still works. And we finally are like making our basement livable. So I'm going to have a TV set up because, man, if I can have a TV in front of that treadmill, I will walk a marathon every day.
Well, if you need another one, I can give you another.
Oh, Kevin, you should hop on there. Weren't you saying you need something to do?
I need something. I've tried it. My wife got into Beachbody and loves it.
I thought I have a friend who does that.
And that's her thing. And I'll on occasion go in and do one or something a week, but I'm not in the routine. And it's like, I just wish I could.
Right.
But that that treadmill. Jen, I'm just saying, hey, when yours goes out,
okay,
call me.
Someone texted in Bomarito text line 314-531-9898. I got really into running during the COVID shutdown last year. Now I love running, but I'm out for 6 weeks due to a stress fracture. You got too into running. Yeah. I got into running and then my knees hurt so bad, probably because I didn't stretch. So then I had to do cycling. So this person followed up and said, now I'm going to be like Jen and bike. Yeah, biking.
Good idea.
When you age out of running, biking is great because it's better for your knees. Somebody said that their hobby that they've picked up in the last year is drinking Crown Royal in the park with an old friend.
Now, why can't that be healthy? Drinking and eating pizza. Right. Like, if that could be healthy.
No. Oh, my God. Down. We would all be, like,
so skinny.
Yes. Oh, 314-531-9898. If you want to share your something that you picked up in the last year that has now turned into something that you do all the time.
Your new habit.
Yes. Lance is up next with traffic and your latest Instagram password after Post Malone on Y98. Malone Rosé goes on sale tomorrow at noon. It's Maison number 9.
Fancy.
It's the fourth best-selling luxury rosé by price.
Well, I know Hayes, who is on in the afternoons, I know he got the first bottle that he put out and said it was really good.
They sold 50,000 bottles in the first 48 hours when it first went on sale. So these are going to go fast. Yeah. Post Malone, I mean, Crocs, his love of Olive Garden, his rosé. He's also going to have merchandise that goes along with all of these bottles.
It's all about the merch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. $20 a bottle. Not a bad deal.
Mm-mm.
Money. It's 10 after. That means it's time for your chance to be Instagram famous.
And, of course, you could buy a lot of rosé with 1,000 buckaroos.
50 bottles of Post Malone's rosé if you win Instagram.
The Bomberita box office is open. This hour's code word for Instagram. It's...
Girls are like a track star. Can wait another second. Oh, God. Running to the altar like a track star. Can wait another second.
There's a way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy.
New things you picked up during the pandemic, and now they have turned into habits. It's the Wake Up on Y98. Thanks for texting us. Bomberito text line, as always, 314-531-9898. Someone said they started watching Korean movies.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh. Yeah. Someone else said, I started at Burn Boot Camp and love it so much. Here's my thing with Burn Boot Camp. There's one in our neighborhood. The font, the R and the N go in together, and if you don't look closely enough, it looks like bum boot camp. So I thought it was just a boot camp for your butt muscles.
Which
for a while.
Which would also be helpful.
Yes. But Burn Boot Camp, you might want to look into another font.
An extra space between those letters.
Yes. Scott texted in. And he said, I started playing Xbox every Friday night with a bunch of my friends at the beginning of the pandemic and still do it to this day. That's cool.
Awesome.
Brian and his college roommates every Sunday night have a standing movie night.
That's so cool.
9 p.m.
Really?
They started at the very beginning of the pandemic and, like, aside from, like, one or two, I think I screwed it up the week I broke my jaw, but every Sunday night. And sometimes they watch terrible movies, like, that are known to be like the best of the worst.
So they just get on like the internet and Google. They start the movie at the same time?
Yes, they all started at the same time, hit go, and then they hang out on like Google Chat.
Oh my gosh. I feel like one of my other friends' husbands does that. So I wonder if he is one of your husband's friends.
They don't live. One lives in Minneapolis and one lives in Chicago.
This is someone that I think lives in Chicago.
Ooh.
But I doubt it. I don't even
His
remember.
Name Jeff? Did he just have a birthday a couple days ago?
I don't know that much.
It's probably not.
But I feel like they do live in Chicago.
Yeah. But it's been such a fun thing. You know, everybody started the Zoom happy hours at the beginning and those like kind of trailed off.
Yeah,
didn't last.
Yeah. We were doing house party, Friday with our friends in Kansas City, and that went about a month, and that was about it.
Yeah.
And what was that? That's an app as
That's
well.
An app where you do, like, a game. It's, like, different games you can play.
I love that.
Yes.
I want to play that right now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, download it on your phone because I still have it.
We can all do it here, though, right next to each other.
We can squeeze in a game of charades before the entertainment schmig.
Yes.
Bombshell story about Joss Whedon and how he treated Gal Gadot on the Justice League. Allegations against Joss Whedon continue, this time with Wonder Woman. It's the Schmig, brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in April with just one penny enrollment. So, Justice League director Joss Whedon, who also directed Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show, and has done other things.
The Avengers?
What's that?
Just other things. Just like, I didn't realize that too.
Not a great guy, according to a lot of reports.
Yeah.
And the latest is how he threatened to harm Gal Gadot's career.
Mm.
She's Wonder Woman, brother.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Wonder Woman came out in June of 2017, and then Justice League came out a few months later, and she was in Justice League. She went to him and said, listen, this revised script, my character's way more aggressive in this film than she is in Wonder Woman, and I want the character to flow from one movie to the next. We need a little consistency, especially since the movies are a couple months apart. He forced her to record lines she didn't want to, threatened to harm her career, and he went after Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman's director.
Whoa,
what? Listen, rule number one of the wake up, you don't go after Patty Jenkins. You got to go through us first. He was bragging that he had it out with Gal, and he was the writer, and she's going to shut up and say the lines, and he can make her look super stupid in the movie if she doesn't cooperate with him.
Not cool.
Yeah. Oh.
Gal released a statement about this story. I had my issues with Joss, and Warner Brothers handled it in a timely manner. Apparently, she and Patty and Warner Brothers chairman had to sit down with Joss Whedon. But he, I mean... really abusive to a lot of people. Yeah. Charisma Carpenter with Buffy. And
Ray
then,
Fisher, who plays Cyborg in that movie, also was not a fan.
I'm glad all of this behavior is being put to an end. Like, we are not taking it anymore.
No, and Charisma has had to deal with it for a long time, and all of these recent issues with Justice League kind of brought it back up to the surface for her. Let's talk about Kim Kardashian made Forbes list of the world's billionaires for the first time this year thanks to her KKW beauty line and Skims, her like version of Spanx. And of course her TV show, other product endorsements, other investments. I say good for her.
Good job.
I mean, Robert Kraft is on this list. You know the Patriots owner isn't a great guy, so why? Let's have Kim Kardashian make the list. By the way, her ex Kanye is on the list at $1.8 billion.
Jeez.
I know. I'm doing this for you, Kev, because you love Broadway musicals. Your wife loves Hugh Jackman, and you listen to Broadway musicals. That's part of your lawn mowing playlist.
That's right. It's my mixtape.
Hugh Jackman went skiing with Olympian Lindsey Vonn and brought a violinist with him so he could sing Broadway show tunes while skiing downhill.
I'm watching it right now. It is hilarious.
You really have to see it. It's online at y98.com. More Schmig on there, including the 6:30 podcast of Schmig. And we'll have more for you tomorrow at 6:30 and 8:30. Of U.S. adults could have their first vaccine dose by this weekend. That is crazy.
Wow. Awesome.
To think of. It's the wake up on 198. Half of, well, let's see. I don't know about Lance, but 75% of the morning show has at least one dose. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
It's so nice because, you know, I have like this little allergy, like cough kind of thing going on. And I just know I don't have COVID. I just have allergies.
Yes.
It makes you feel so much better.
I know. Especially, and if you're freaked about it, take some allergy medicine and see if it gets better. Because right now, I mean, we just have like a thin layer of pollen on our porch.
We need an air scrubber in our studio.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It looks like the country, according to CNN, country will have enough vaccines for all Americans by the end of next month. And I saw it all over social media yesterday, people getting their vaccines. I had a friend who got their second dose yesterday. I know someone else who got their one and done Johnson & Johnson vaccine and said, if you still need, they said yesterday, if you still need yours, head over to Forest Park Community College. Any phase, just need an ID.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Really? So I know that it's supposed to open up to all Missourians by Friday, but they were looking for so many people. They were like, just come down and bring an ID and you can get the Johnson & Johnson. And Johnson & Johnson is one dose.
One and done.
One and done. So I'm looking to see if Forest Park Community College is doing it again today. But today is when FEMA starts. They're two. I mean, they go through June 1st.
Yeah, at the Dome.
7 days a week at the Dome.
Their mass vaccination starts today at the Dome at America Center. So 3,000 shots a day is what they're trying to give out. And they're saying they're having problems getting people to fill those shots. And this is for people in St. Louis County and St. Louis City. And you could register at covidvaccine.mo.gov. Or basically the vaccine navigator is what you're looking for if you want to just Google it.
Yeah.
And it's going to take place on the concourses, the venue's concourse, because tomorrow the auto show is at America Center, which is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Go to the auto show, go get yourself a shot.
Yeah. I know. Do you get free admission to the auto show if you get your, if you get your shot?
You should.
Yeah. The, they can administer up to 3,000 COVID vaccines per day.
Wow.
And maybe check with neighbors because a lot of times they're saying people are having trouble getting a shot because they don't have a computer. They don't know how to register. So you could help out your neighbors.
You're strongly encouraged to sign up in advance to reduce any wait time, but they said in-person registrations will be taken at the Dome as well.
Wow. Cool. This is crazy. Yeah. I'm so happy that we are finally at this point in this pandemic.
I know, where you can just walk in and say, like, can I get a shot?
Sure.
Right. Where's your arm? Oh, good days ahead. And Lance with traffic next. A gladiator, a martial artist, and someone who may have been angry or intoxicated when I met them. It's celebrity birthdays.
Right, yeah. Start off with the gladiator. How old is Oscar winner Russell Crowe?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Ooh, those stomach muscles. Hello.
I think he's like, I always think he's older than he is. So I'm going to say 50.
55.
That's what I was going to say. So I'll say 54.
57.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, yeah. Then he's older than I thought.
All right. Then we'll go to the martial artist who's also a great singer. How old is the one and only Jackie Chan?
Thank God for the music, because I did not understand the words coming out of his mouth.
Trained as an opera singer.
Did you get that? Thank you. The words coming out of my mouth. nice one,
he
Jen.
He does a ton of English or Chinese dubs for English movies in China as well.
Okay. So he sings like Aladdin's A Whole New World in the Chinese version of Aladdin?
Huh? Yes, martial art master and opera singer.
Okay, I'm saying Jackie Chan, 65.
62.
64.
67.
Oh.
Wow. And we'll go with one was mean and one was drunk. With hits like Sarah Smile, She's Gone, Kiss on My List, and Here He Is Doing Man Eater. How old is the one and only John Oates?
Oh, here's he come.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out, boy, I'm gonna chew you up. Oh, here's he come.
Kevin, you are grooving to that over there.
I left a Kentucky Derby party early to go see them at Enterprise Center, and they jazzed up all their songs instead of just play them straight.
play them like they sounded in the 80s.
Yeah.
But I also met them backstage back in the day, and they were, one was real grumpy.
No way.
Yeah. John Oates, I'm going to say 72.
75.
74.
73. Oh, so close. There you go. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Sorry you share it with John Oates. Get up. That actually take your energy away that will surprise you. It's the wake up on Y98. One of the things on the list is candy, which duh.
Right.
We know. No. You get the sugar high and then the sugar crash. But some of these other ones really surprised me.
Pop-Tarts?
No. No other candies. Coffee.
Oh,
really?
No.
Mm-hmm. And energy drinks. Too much caffeine. Oh, wow. You see a crash about 5 hours later.
Well, I just got some more coffee. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3.
Good
That's
for the day.
Right. Yeah. They say you might feel wiped out later in the day. And of course, if you drink it too late, then it messes with your sleep. And then you don't have even less energy the next day. Smoothies.
What? Really?
A lot of them are too sugary. And because you take... you take all this stuff and put it in the blender, it's liquefied as opposed to a solid, and so the sugar goes into your bloodstream faster than if you just ate fruit.
Wow.
Yeah, if a smoothie tastes really good, it's probably got a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this tastes my kids know when I offer them a smoothie, they're like,
That's just fruits and veggies.
Well, yeah, I hide like spinach and other things in there. Which some people are like, well, because it's liquefied, your children don't absorb much. I'm like, listen, trying to get veggies in there any way I can. Yes. Give me a break. Okay. They might not absorb as much, but that's better than absorbing zero. And low cal frozen meals. A lot of them are under 300 calories. So it leaves you, you don't get enough energy from them. Mm. Plus, they're filled with salt. So you tend to bloat, and that leaves you feeling heavier and more fatigued.
I just need a personal chef that can just make all my food all the time.
What if we all pooled our money, like 100 of us, and we got a personal chef?
That chef would make meals some every money.
Day. I'm like, how many people do I need to, to like jump in with to get a personal chef?
Then we all have to split the meals.
Yeah. Or like buddy up, you know, move in next to Oprah. She'll just like bring leftovers over.
Yes, she would. Genius.
Your next code word for Instagram. It's not going to buy you a personal chef, but $1,000 would be nice. Up after Post Malone on Y98.
You probably think that you are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.